Flash Meridian and Peck explored the lifeless planet from above. The experience reminded Flash of footage he had seen of submersibles exploring deep ocean shipwrecks. The difference was that even the most inhospitable regions of Earth teemed with life. Tube worms and blind shrimp crowded the edges of thermal vents deep below the surface of the sea. Here on Ino, no living thing stirred. "I've seen enough," Peck said, and so the pod rose, leaving the desolate landscape behind. The mothership gleamed and blinked, not only guide lights for docking the TNI-2, but also a welcome to the travelers returning home. The small craft once again chased its host ship in orbit until it was in position to slowly, gently dock and be secured into its moorings. The silver hatch opened, and Lem peered down at Peck and Flash. "Anything?" she asked, wide-eyed. "Nothing," Peck answered. They floated up into the cockpit of the mothership and immediately noticed that something was different. A bright object hovered above the control panel, and Flash recognized it as one of the sparks that swam like fishes after Lem and Peck arrived. It was hard to see details. It was so bright. But Flash moved closer and his eyes adjusted. It did not look like a fish anymore. It looked like a human baby. Flash instinctively pulled it close to him. He felt connected to it and just stared at it. He instantly felt a bond with it that he did not question. "I can't explain it," he said to Lem. "I feel so connected to it." "That's because it's your child," Lem returned. "How's that possible?" "Sperm and eggs are not the only cells that can make your children," Lem explained. "This child was made from the cells of your heart." Time stood still for Flash Meridian now that his daughter had come into the universe. He found himself just staring at her, and everything else went away. Millions of years of evolution had led to this. He was destined to fly through space, and so privileged to see the wonders of the universe firsthand. But his purpose was for the cells of his heart to have offspring. Flash always seemed to do things in an unconventional way. So what? His dreams were coming true. As Flash sped back towards Olo, he passed Pangaea, the ocean planet, and the frozen planet, all of which were important on his journey, but he barely noticed. To Flash, the most important thing in the universe was the little bundle of stardust he held in his arms.